will pay? I hope that the people that are talking about hiring somebody are the ones that will put the money to pay for. Clearly, unless that we have a clear...
We said a 90-second per comment.
Ken,
for
can
me?
I be recognized?
For me, sir?
Ken, to the
right
back.
Now? Okay, I'm sorry, but I move that we approve the budget.
Point of information.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, hang on a second, please. One at a time. Johnny, your time expired.
I'm sorry, but everybody has talked. The time counts only with me.
Point of information.
I have a motion to approve the budget with the
point of information.
With the difference in that we have a
point of order.
Okay, I'm sorry. Johnny, hang on a second, please. There's a question. What's your question?
The question is there a time limit that people have when they get the floor?
Yes,
it doesn't seem like that being implemented. 90 seconds? And it doesn't get doubled no matter what station you're calling from? It's just 90 seconds for everybody, right?
Each comment.
Okay, thank you. That was the point of information. I'd like to be recognized on the queue.
I'd like to be on the stop too, please, Nikki Komodis.
Michael, I have a point of order, Robert.
All right, what's your point of order?
Okay, I haven't heard. I don't know who the timekeeper is, but I certainly haven't heard other people being interrupted. I think Adriana should be allowed to finish her statement, and then others, if we still have time, or we need to extend. But folks can't just jump in because they don't like what the person's saying.
Okay, Adriana, finish your comment.
Ken, I'm on the queue. Can I get on the queue, please?
Yes,
can I get on the queue? My name is Ken. Can
yes,
I get on the
Ken,
queue?
You're on the, Ken, you're on the queue. I said,
thank
Adriana,
you.
We'll finish your comments, and you're next. I do have a question somewhere, because I'm looking at the two budgets, and one has a program director and no development director, and one has a development director and no program director. Adriana, please. So just to clarify that, 4.1 has the program director position in it, and 4 does not.
No, correct.
Look at the salaries tab. If you look at the salaries tab for 4.1, you'll see there's a to-be-determined program director with a full-time position. Conversely,
right.
The salary tab for 4, there is no program director. However, and the same salary tabs, 4 has a development director filled, and 4.1 has no development director. I'm just clarifying the difference between the two.
So the difference is in 4.1, there is, of course, the program director. They're still the development director, but everyone has also had to take a 10% pay cut on the version 4.1.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm looking at line 25 on salaries for I see. I misread it. Gotcha. 12. Okay. 20 line 27. You still have it there. Okay.
Okay. Mr. Chair,
Yes, what's your question?
Point of order. Aren't we following a queue?
We're following a queue, but point of information is responded to. What is your question, Adriana?
It's really confusing, Mr. Chair. We are jumping from one version to another. And one of
okay,
the versions, nobody
yes,
approved, who approved that version. It's approved, the personnel approved to receive a 10% reduction in the salaries?
Point of order. This is dilatory.
Okay,
point of order. Can I be recognized? point of order?
Yes, you're recognizing your point of order, Ken. Go ahead.
Okay, it's dilatory for somebody to use a point of information to continue to discuss or argue a motion and to say, I don't understand why this is right or wrong. That's a point of order, the cue takes precedence over a point of information.
No.
Okay, I'm just trying to clarify for everyone the difference between which budget is which. 4.1 is a budget that includes a program director. 4 does not. That's my clarification.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Ken, you were next on the stack.
Okay. Yes. I concur with the two directors, I think it was Tony and Ahmad, that we should go with the program director because you cannot economize yourself into fiscal competence. You can't get out of the jam we're in by cutting staff. There's nobody there to earn money. You might as well say, well, if we get rid of all the programmers, all the paid staff, all the board ops, and we turn off the signal, hey, we're in the clear. We no longer owe any money to anybody because we got rid of everyone. That is not the solution. That is not the way companies operate successfully. If we're in the declining income and declining net, which is more important, we have to improve what we're producing, not fire the staff. We have to improve the products coming out of the staff. Not get rid of everybody. And if we have to borrow money to do it, we do that because it doesn't matter if we fail or go bankrupt at $300,000 or $600,000. That's not relevant. So you're going to get rid of the staff, you're going to cripple the station and say you're hobbling because you're needed.
We're
cutting off. Pardon me, I'm not 90 seconds yet. You're saying the person's hobbling because his knee is injured, and you're saying amputate the leg. It's ridiculous.
Thank you.
We have to have a program director and a
You're definitely in 90 seconds now, Ken. So,
thank you.
Okay, further discussion.
Information, Michael. May I have my answer?
Yes, please. What is the question, Adriana?
I ask if the personnel agree to have the 10% cut that is proposed here.
Okay, so that's a question to the station management. Markeisha or Duane, if you're still on, did you want to answer that?
No one wants to agree to that, but if the option is to not have a job, then I imagine that's the probable outcome. And this was the proposal that Markeisha and I took to the LSB, and I thought it was fair. As a matter of fact, I thought that as the general manager, as an example, the manager should lead by taking a larger cut, and the manager's salary is actually reflective of a 20% reduction, not 10. And I think there's something in that's more than just symbolic. But this, no, we didn't go and ask everybody, would you like to take a pay cut?
Okay. The answer is no. Okay.
Mr. Chair, may I get on the stack, please? Thank you, kind of
yes, go ahead.
I feel like this, the new treasurer for KPSC, I feel in a precarious situation that I don't want to be disrespectful to the old LSB that approved this budget, and I'm going to leave it up to this committee what they want to do. But I will say that I am disturbed whenever a board and management are unable to come to agreement on a budget. And whatever we choose to do with the budget, I would think that what we would want to endeavor to do is have a budget that the board and management can agree upon. I think that's very important that there's buy-in on both sides for the budget.
Our poll for staff.
Go ahead.
You called on me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. All right, we're going back and forth a lot, and these budgets, plural, for KPFT came in together apparently this afternoon. So, hold on. Pardon me. So, I'm wondering, we have a 4 and a 4.1. Which of these was voted upon and passed by the KPFT LSB?
4.
So 4.0 is from the LSB. 4.1 is not from the LSB.
Exactly.
Okay.
There's no point zero.
I think that, you know, the NFC is a part of governance. The LSBs are a part of governance. And I think it is the governance duty to pay attention to what governance is saying. And so I think that we should only be considering the 4.0 budget. And if people want to make amendments to that, they could do so. But I think it would be out of order for this committee to really be considering as such what's being labeled the 4.1 budget as the budget. I'm hoping that's clear there, because otherwise we could end up with a lot of confusion later on down the road as to what might or might not get passed and what it means and all of this. And I have other things to say. I think you can cut too far and kill yourself. On the other hand, if you haven't got the money, what are you going to do? We've already seen one station decide to do some personnel cuts, and it ain't working out well. All right, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, so just to clarify, what is on the floor for discussion is the budget as approved by the LSB. I was trying to clarify which of the two documents we received was that, because I heard Adriana earlier saying that 4.1 was the approved budget. That's not the case. Four is the one that the LSB approved.
4.0 is the one that the with the actualization is the one that you can see that have in the salary.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
I thought we had to be recognized before we started.
Yes, we do. Thank you. So, just to clarify for everybody, we're all on the same page. The budget designated as 4, there's no 0.0 on it, it's just version 4, is the budget that was approved by the LSB with the changes that they updated the actuals for the end of 2016 and the beginning of 2017. So if there's a motion, it has to be addressed to that, either to approve it as it is or to amend it or change it. That's what's under consideration by the committee. Did I hear someone ask for the floor?
I move that they approve the version 4.0.
I think they're asking for the floor.
I'm sorry. Yes. I did.
Arpol,
okay.
Could I be on stack here?
Yes.
Going to the four without any dots, that one has FY17 finishing at 72,229 in the black.
Uh-huh.
Right? And
AU44,
sell AU44.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm
on the floor.
Yeah. All right. Adriana has the floor for a motion.
Remember, I want everybody, I want to approve it, but with the correction that the November numbers will change to 29 instead of 5,000 instead of 79,900 is 29. That reduce immediately that $72,000 difference, reduce it in $50,000. It means that the line there will be
22,229. Okay. I'll make the adjustment.
Mr. Chair, I didn't catch that motion.
Did you make a motion, Adriana? And if so, can you send it
to
the room?
To approve, I said to approve the version, budget version 4 with that correction.
Okay. I have to approve budget version 4 with, what's the rest?
The correction in November of the current fiscal year they already passed to correct it to the actuals.
Line 5,000. Line
right.
5,000.
Yes, I'll make the correction.
Okay, that's nice, but we need to have a motion that, you know, has all the words in it. To approve the budget version 4 with the correction in November, with the correction
line
of
5,000 listener support
of 90, with the correction of $95,000 in listener support for November.
No, he's saying line 5.
Line number 5,000.
But it's talking about cell AJ, column AJ, line eight of the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
All right. I'm.
It, line 8 or 5,000 AJ, column AJ, to put in the actuals instead of the estimate. I assume the whole line. I assume the whole
line. Point of information.
Somebody give me an exact wording for this motion.
Yes. Adriana, could you please send it in writing?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Point of information, can somebody repeat the number that should be going into cell AJ8, the actual for November?
29,000
something instead of 79. Are the other figures, it looks like the other ones are also just estimates, like the corporate match is just 1583, so... I think the thing would be to put the actuals in the entire column AJ, right? Not just that one. If you have them. You know, maybe donor income is much better in AI than the estimate. We don't know what it was in AJ. So I think the correction needs to be for the whole column. So that's the motion on the floor, is to approve budget version 4 with all the three changes, except to correct column AJ with the actuals.
Tony, for a point of information.
Go ahead, Tony. What's your question?
This is the budget that does not have the program director position in?
Yes, that's the budget that does not have a program director, budget 4. If you look at the salary, you want to. If you have the two of them open, you go to the salary tab on either one.
Mr. Chair, we passed already a minute and a half from the 20-minute action item.
Mr. Chair?
Okay.
Mr. Chair, what I have for a motion is to approve the, I guess, the, okay, KPF. To approve the KPFT FY17 budget proposal, version 4, with the correction in column AJ with the actuals. That's not a good way to make a motion. With the correction of, in column AJ, with, okay, with the correction of replacing, column AJ with, we should name AJ because it's dangerous not to, which would be, what is that, November FY17 with actuals. Would that be about right?
Yes. So is there a motion to extend this discussion? Otherwise, we're at time.
I just a point of information. I thought, so 4.0 does not have the program director in it.
Yes, there's no point. Oh, it's just 4 and 4.1.
4.0 has no program director. And
4.1. One more time. There is no 4.0. There's 4 or 4.1. 4 is the one that's on the floor, and there's no program director in it.
Thank you.
The only change being made so far. But I'm asking, is there a motion to extend discussion? Otherwise, we have to go to a vote on that motion.
Well, I already moved. I already sent the motion. Did anybody receive it?
Oh, the motion's... Well, I think we need to wait a minute here while I pick that up. God. All right. I have one thing written down, and I'm not getting... All right. And the email isn't showing, so I will go.
I don't see it yet.
Okay, and it hasn't hit the website either. All right, let me rewrite that.
Okay, this is Ken. I move to extend time so we can include a program director.
Right. Yeah. Just first extend time. How much time did you want to add?
5 minutes.
Okay. The motion to extend for 5 minutes. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? Hearing none. Art Paul, you're going to read the motion that you have?
What I have is to approve the KPFT FY17 budget proposal, version 4, with the correction of replacing column AJ, the November 2016, that is absolutely clear, the 2016 revenue, right?
The motion is there. My motion is there.
Yes, Adriana, while you were typing that, I pointed out that there are other things wrong in that column. It's actuals all the way down the column, not just listening.
I agree.
Okay, so that's what he's reading.
Okay. To approve the KPFT FY17 budget proposal, version 4, with the correction of replacing column AJ, the November 2016 revenue, with actuals.
Yes. All right. So that's what's under discussion. That's the motion on the floor.
Okay. This is Ken.
Ken, go ahead. You're recognized.
I recommend we add a program director at reduced salary or something. I don't care who the program director is, but the functions required. Getting rid of the program director will cripple the station worse than it is. So I think that item should be added to the personnel costs, and I don't care what it does to the balance or anything. It just has to go in there. And then the station has to be compelled to increase its income.
So the motion is to add a program director position to the budget.
Yes, that's good. That's clear. That's good and simple. That's correct. Without any further specification, leave it up to the general manager or somebody.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Adrian.
Is the maker of the motion saying that we should have it in a budget that is not balanced? I mean, we are allowing that? Or we start with fantasy?
Okay, that's the second we'll make there. Ken, you said, without regard to whether it's balanced or not, so...
Yes, I can respond to that.
Can we have his motion in writing before we start changing the motion?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll send something in writing just to add a program director to the staff. And I guess I should do that through the Yahoo group, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, I'm in the Yahoo group. So then I go and do I just put it in there?
Yeah, this will apply to anything you receive from the Yahoo group. It'll go to the Yahoo group.
Reply. Oh, God, I can't see it. It says, welcome to the group, join group. I did that. So now there's my name. Oh,
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
In the interest of time, can it just be sent to the secretary? We don't need to be walked through the narrative. Please.
Okay, we're still waiting for the motion so we can discuss it, the amendment.
Right. That my request is that it simply be sent to the secretary who can forward it to the listener instead of us.
Gotcha. All right. Ken, did you hear that? Just send it to R. Paul Martin again, and he'll forward it if it's difficult
to
you.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I will.
Mr. Chair, we are at time again. The 5 minutes time passed. We need to, if we want to discuss the motion, we need to add time.
All right. Is there a motion to add any additional time? Otherwise, we're going to vote on the amendment and then on the motion.
I move that if we receive the motion, we can at least discuss it. I move to add 5 minutes to discuss the new motion once that we have it.
Is there any objection to 5 additional minutes? Hearing none. Paul, have you received it yet?
I'm flipping back and forth. Let me go see if it's in here now. Here it is. Okay, I've got it. I am forwarding it to the NFC. There it is, and bang. Okay.
Mr. Chair, Bam, do you recognize this to the amendment?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Nick Economides. I'm going to suggest that or advocate for the members to vote no for this amendment, and to consider budget 4.0. And if you want to see a program director, I would suggest that you also vote no to budget 4.0 and then consider a motion for to accept budget 4.1, which includes both the program director and the recommended staff salary reductions that management has recommended.
This is Ken. Can I be recognized?
Can I read what the motion now says? What the amendment now says?
Yeah,
I have it. The amendment is, a program director position shall be added to the personnel costs in the budget.
Ken, to the SAC?
Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
As opposed to voting no on this motion, why don't we have a substitute motion to accept budget 4.1, which has the program director and the development director at adjusted levels?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Point of inquiry, please.
Okay. The point of order takes precedence over the point of inquiry, I think, Adriana, and then Serene.
Yes. We have already one motion on the floor, a second motion on the floor. Somebody else proposed three different motions. Now the same maker of this motion proposed something different. I mean, where we stand, if somebody wants a different motion, they should send it. When is their time?
Okay.
Isn't that the procedure? Because
yes, I'm responding to your point of order, Adriana. Right now what's on the floor is Ken's motion that ARPO is trying to read.
I did read it.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's right. A program director will be added to the personnel costs in the budget. All right, so that's what's currently on the floor.
Adriana,
go ahead.
Don't have a point of inquiry, maybe for
oh, yes, I'm sorry. That's correct. Serene had a question.
I think the point of order probably resolved it because what is not what was spent.
Okay, my question, my answer to this motion that is on the floor is that one of the problems that we have in the foundation is exactly that, we have budgets that are balanced budgets. We cannot for budget that we cannot pay for. Mr. Chair, can you ask the member to mute?
Yes, I just said, please mute if you're not speaking.
And I hope that Ken can really well better with his cold. May I keep talking?
Hey, Gianni, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, sir. My question was exactly that. How can we vote for a motion? Can we add a motion to add something that we don't, the budget shows that they don't have the money for? And it's against what the LSB already voted on. I mean, you know, I don't believe that I go to KPFA or KPSK or the other, LSBs and tell them if they need to hire or not somebody. If we cannot pay for, how can somebody say that doesn't matter if we have the money or not? That's why we are in this situation. The foundation is in this situation exactly for this, sir. I hope that we will know to add a program director position till KPFT have the money. Thank you.
Okay.
Serene Slaw, please.
Did the chair hear?
R. Paul and then Serene.
Okay. I have to point out that it has for some time been Pacifica policy that the budgets have to be balanced. This has sometimes led to some unrealistic budgets, which was unfortunate. But I just want to point out that it has been policy all along that the budgets need to be balanced. And if we're going to say, well, it'll unbalance it, but we'll throw it in, we'll let them fill in the numbers later, we're really wasting a hell of a lot of time on these budgets. We have to have these budgets coming in, and they have to have some sort of relation to reality. And while I agree that probably a radio station needs an actual program director, I could name one station that hasn't had one for about 17 years. We really can't do it by what amounts to sleight of hand. I think we have to keep in mind there is a Pacifica policy about balanced budgets, and leave it at that.
All right, thank you. I think you it sounded like you had a point of something.
Yeah, it's a point of snipe. You know, that person keeps making nasty references to staff and former staff.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. What the hell is this?
That is really not.
What is the chair entertaining?
Excuse me. Excuse me. There's not a point of snipe.
No.
You're on the staff.
Hold on a second. He doesn't get to shout point of order and then make what he thinks is his point of order. And you
That's
should not
ironic.
Indulge that kind of madness.
I'm not indulging anything.
You're responding
to
the interruption of me.
I'm responding to the fact that you said.
Excuse me?
I'm responding to the fact that you said they had a point of snipe. So I'm saying you're on the stack for a comment, and please make your comment.
And I'm saying that he's not allowed to shout out point of order and then move into what he thinks is his point of order, and you should not be responding to it because you're indulging the madness. I know I'm next on the floor. However, that nasty little comment that he makes every time, which usually has no relevance to anything that we're discussing, should be discontinued.
Mr.
If you're going
to
attack people,
rise to
are you going
to
bring them on
the
list?
Mr. Chair?
What's your point of personal privilege?
My point of personal privilege is I am allowed to have an opinion, and if I have voiced an opinion about WBAI and its lack of a program director, a real program director for 17 years, I think I get to say that. If she disagrees, she can certainly talk about all the great program directors we've had in that time period. But to attack someone with point of snipe, really, and for her to complain about a point of order is extremely ironic. Thank you.
Okay, Serena, do you have further comments on the motion?
I'd like to speak to the motion. I'll also take first the point of personal privilege. And I will
point of order.
That
point of order.
This is man speaking.
Point of order.
Who's making the point of order? I'm sorry.
Point of order. Aren't we controlling the stack that a person doesn't get to speak twice unless and nobody else wants to speak?
Michael.
I think the member's hogging the floor by continually coming up and, you know, making more and more statements.
All right.
And whether or not, you know, I'm not going to...
The time is expiring again. So unless these motions extend, we're going to vote on the amendment.
I have a point of personal privilege, and I'm on the stand.
Okay. Point of personal privilege. Go ahead, Serene.
I am sick of people bringing their narrow little opinions into governance and into supervision of management. If you want to become a program director, go apply for one. In the meantime, these unnecessary attacks on every employee we have who does not toe your personal line has to stop. We will not find anyone who wants to stay. Look around at Pacifica. We have enough crazy. We don't need to add more. That's my point of personal privilege. On the argument, on the motion, we need to...
Point of order, this is not personal privilege. This is point of order. The member is not doing personal privilege. Personal privilege is being excused.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. The chair is saying that at this point, time has expired on the discussion, and unless we move to extend the discussion further, there'll be no further discussion, and we will vote on the motions. Does anybody want to make a motion to extend discussion further?
I'm going to extend for 2 minutes.
Is there an objection to extending for 2 minutes?
Objection. I object. Object.
Okay. Martin, can you call the roll on extending for 2 minutes? Secretary?
Yeah, I'm typing it in now. Hold on. Okay, the motion is to extend the time for this item by 2 minutes. Ken Aaron?
No.
Ahmed Anderson?
No.
Nick Arena?
No.
Adriana Kasanov?
Yes.
Nick Economidis?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? No. Tony Norman?
No.
Michael Novick?
Pass.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Going back, Michael Novick?
Yes.
4-4, 5 against.
Okay, we're out of time, so we're going to vote on the motion to add a position of program director, and then we'll vote on the, if that passes, we'll include that and vote on the entire motion. So call the roll first on that amendment, R. Paul.
Hold on, and... Okay, we are voting on the amendment, which says a program director position shall be added to the personnel costs in the budget. Ken Aaron.
Sorry, yes.
Ahmed Anderson.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
No.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Nick Economidis.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin. Pass. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
No.
Serene Roberts.
No.
Going back to me, I will abstain. The vote is 3-4, 4 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay, that amendment fails when we vote on the main motion, which was to approve the budget proposal 4 with the proviso that the column AJ be updated with actuals.
Okay, the motion is to approve the KPFT FY17 budget proposal version 4 with the correction of replacing column AJ, the November 2016 revenue, with actuals. Ken Aaron.
Point of order, because I think it has to be to recommend the approval. That we don't approve the budgets, the PNB does. So.
Okay, chair's ruling, the language is changed to recommend the approval?
Yeah, we recommend the approval to the PNB. The PNB actually approves them, right? I haven't been chair long, but that was my understanding.
Okay, so that becomes to recommend the approval to the PNB of the KPFT FY17 budget proposal version 4 with the correction of replacing column AJ, comma, the November 2016 revenue, comma, with actuals. All right. Ken Aaron.
Pass.
Ahmed Anderson.
Staves.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Nick Economidis.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin. Pass. Tony Norman.
Abstain.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Going back. Ken Aaron.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin. Abstain. Total is there anybody missed? I don't think so. The total is 4-4-0 against, 5 abstentions.
All right, thank you. And if Markeisha and Duane Salam, thank you. And I appreciate that you took as much time as you did out of your evening. And again, okay. I hope you feel better, Duane.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night.
All right, good night.
Okay, planning agenda again. I think we're on minutes approval, right?
Mr. Chair, I don't think we actually voted on the budget. We only approved it.
I'm sorry?
I don't think we voted on the budget as amended. We simply voted on the amendment, if I'm not mistaken.
There was an amendment that was defeated, and we voted on the main motion, which was to recommend the budget to the PNB with the proviso of correcting column AJ. It was passed by 4 yes, 0 no, 5 abstentions. That was the vote on the budget itself. So the next item on the agenda is minutes approval. R. Paul?
We have the October 18th minutes.
Is there a motion to approve them?
So moved.
Uh-huh.
Is there any objection to approving the minutes of the 18th?
Roberts needs to go on record as abstaining.
Okay, can you call the roll quickly, Arpon? I'm assuming there'll be a lot of abstentions if many people are not on the committee.
Okay. The motion is to approve the October 18th minutes. Ken Aaron.
I'm sorry, abstain.
Ahmad Anderson.
Abstain.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Nick Economidis.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Maureen Roberts.
Abstain.
Vote is 5-4-0 against, 4 abstentions.
Okay, I think the next item that's... go ahead. Who's up? Somebody ask for the floor? Whoever it is breaking up, I think.
I hear a very faint noise. Nobody's speaking.
All right. I think that the next item might not be in order because I think it was an executive session item on the PNB agenda. So I think we should
point of order.
Go ahead.
I don't believe this was an executive session item. Yes.
Yeah, I think it came up.
Well, the manner in which it was raised was an executive session, but I do not believe the item itself, which is to say a look at the bequest, was executive session.
Point of order?
Okay, go ahead. Adriana, what's your point of order?
I want to clarify that the ramifications of discussing this issue in open session, that's why the PNB talk about this in executive session, because the ramification will be detrimental for the foundation.
Okay, so... I'm sorry, Serene, is that...
Okay.
I don't know if it's my phone or everybody else's phone, but very hard for me to hear anybody.
I think someone has their phone on speaker, and that's why you're hearing. And they're not muted, although they're not speaking, and that's what all that clunky sound is about. I'm hearing it as well.
All right, so if possible, please mute your phones if you're not speaking, and if you don't have to be on speaker, take it off speaker. Go ahead. Serene, you had a point of order again, is that right?
Well, I wanted us to continue discussing it. I'm saying... why the subject came up may be executive session, but I don't believe that the subject itself was an executive session issue. But I will defer to you younger people.
All right, just to clarify, especially because there's so many new members of the committee, this committee, the PNB sent back to this committee some time ago a motion regarding... completing a transfer of some funds from KPFA to the national office from the bequest. And as opposed to acting on it itself, it sent it to the committee. The committee never got to it before I was chair, and since I've been chair, all I've been dealing with is budgets. So I thought we should try to finally get it on one of our agendas. The PNB acted on something in relation to it in the executive session. But the outstanding issue, as Serene said, was not. There was a bequest that was made out to Pacifica Foundation. It was deposited to the KPFA account. Eventually, there was a motion to transfer the funds. And so now there's the issue of the completion of that transfer or not. And that's where things stand. I don't know if anybody has anything else to say about it or wants to make a motion.
This is Serene.
Go ahead.
I mean, I'd be willing to wait if someone else wanted to speak. I think I heard Adriana because I did just speak on it.
Adriana?
Okay, go ahead. Adriana?
I move that we move this item to... an executive session of the National Finance Committee.
So that would be what, our next meeting?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's the motion on the floor.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't point a personal privilege. I could not hear what was stated.
The motion was to move this agenda item, which is regarding the bequest and transferring of the last portion of the bequest from KPFA to the national office, to an executive session of the NFC at the next meeting.
Okay, is that something that should, point of information, shouldn't that have occurred before the agenda was approved?
Is it appropriate to do now?
How is that?
It was already approved that we were going to hear it in this session.
Yes, what's your point of order?
Point of order is you're changing the agenda.
Okay, I'm sorry, who are you speaking to?
After the agenda.
No, I was saying that, no, I understood. Serena, an initial point of order, I thought.
It is always appropriate to move something to executive session if the subject warrants a confidential discussion, whether or not it's located initially on an open agenda.
Okay, yeah. So I think the motion to move it is in order, we can discuss that motion. We don't have to be in executive session to discuss the motion to move it to executive session.
I can make it a stack or a point of order, but I'll make it a stack.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
We would have to give the full 7 days of notice for this. It is now 10:32 p.m. Eastern time. Since this thing has apparently, I mean, I don't know anything, you know, really about this, but whatever it is, has apparently been hanging around for quite a while. I don't think we should try to tempt the FCC and CPB fates by screwing up meeting notices. So I think we would need to not try to make it an executive session at the next meeting, unless we want to have a very short executive session that we could somehow get notice in the next few minutes. By the way, the notice for one of our executive session meetings is still needs to get up there. Anyway, so I think we can't make it the next meeting, a future meeting maybe.
Serene for the stack on the motion.
Go ahead, Serene.
Move to
Ken to the stack on the motion. Ken to the stack on the motion.
All right, Ken, you're next. Serene has the floor right now.
So this is one of these.
Now, I'm sorry, excuse me, Ken. I said you are next. Serene has the floor right now.
Oh, I thought you next meant now. Sorry.
No, next means next. Serene has the floor.
I move to amend Adriana's motion to make an executive session at 10:45 Eastern at our meeting on the 27th.
Okay, so that amendment is on the floor, 10:45 Eastern. We give us about 10 minutes to get it up there. Go ahead. On that motion, any objections?
I have a substitute. I want to make a substitute motion.
Go ahead, Ken.
I substitute that we move it to a closed session at the first meeting in 2017 after the new finance committee has been seated.
Okay, that's a substitute. That's what's currently on the floor. Discussion on that substitute.
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So regardless of my position on the actual motion and discussion when it comes up, the fact is, and I think this was covered earlier in the meeting, that the new board is seated at the end of January, and then the process of elections to committees, which even if people are really prompt and organized, is still going to take at least 2 weeks or 3 weeks. So we're looking at postponing this essentially until late February. And again, regardless of my position on the issue, that's not necessary. We have a committee that is functioning, albeit with, we have a committee and we have work. Let's just do it.
Okay, Ken, you want to motivate it, and then we'll take a vote on it?
Yeah. Again, this is a question of a lame duck committee trying to shove in extra meetings at the end of the year, totally valid to approve.
Point of order.
Okay. Other business is not
point of order
relevant and should be put to the committee. And thank you.
All right,
you.
I want to be
interrupted with points of orders. I did not make any defamatory statements. This is a lame duck session. Look at the word.
Excuse me. Yes, I heard Serene's point of order first, Adriana.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go with your point of order. Go ahead.
Excuse me, Ken, please be quiet.
Sure.
Serene has the floor for a point of order.
Okay, just very briefly. You know, the member may know his own heart, but he should not speak to what's in other people's hearts. Don't assign motives. We don't have that kind of time to waste. Just move on, man.
Okay. All right. So we heard for and against, unless there's a completely different point of order, I'd like to vote on. Adriana, you had a different point of order?
I have one.
Who's that?
Well, has the chair made a ruling on that point of order that was just raised?
Honestly, I don't understand it, so it's not clear what's being asked to be ruled out of order. People should refrain from comments attributing motives to anybody else. That's standard procedure.
Mr. Chair, the issue is,
yes,
if the chair is going to allow some people to constantly shout point of order, just to get the chair and just to get the floor and say whatever they please, this is going to result in some of the chaos we're seeing here tonight. Plus, I didn't hear anybody assigning anybody with any motivation, just saying, I heard somebody saying it was a bad idea, which is what you do with
motions.
So, would the chair please call the person who keeps doing points of order to order?
Okay, so we heard for and against. And Adriana, what's your point of order?
Mr. Chair, this committee vote in the same issue that the member chair.
Okay, that's not a point of order. That was a general. I'm sorry, Adriana, you're out of order. That's not a point of order. There was a general. He had a. I'm sorry. That was a motion about the general proceedings of the committee. This is specific to a motion. We're going to vote on the motion as it is. The substitute motion is to postpone the discussion of this item to the first meeting after the full new finance committee is seated. That's the motion on the floor, and we're going to vote on it. Please call the roll, Art Paul.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm also having to log into KPFTX in case this passes. All right, hold on.
Stop stalling, man.
Now, there would be a point of personal privilege and a point of order on that comment, Mr. Chair.
Please don't speak out of. Please don't speak without being recognized, everyone. Thank you. Please. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
R. Paul, please call the roll.
The substitute I have is to move to closed session at the first 2017 meeting after the new NFC has been seated. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Ahmed Anderson.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Nick Economidis.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
No.
Serene Roberts.
No.
Okay. The vote is 5-4, 3 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, so the substitute has become the main motion. Do we need to take a vote on it again?
Yes.
Okay, call the roll.
Okay, 1 second.
I think somebody fell off the call.
We'll find out. All right, the motion is the same thing, to move to closed session at the first 2017 meeting after the new NFC has been seated. Ken Aaron. I guess he fell off the call. Ahmed Anderson.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Nick Economidis.
Abstain.
Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
No.
Serene Roberts?
No.
Going back, Ken Aaron? Okay, no answer. 4-4, 3 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, carries. Next item on the agenda is, I believe, the KPFT budget. Is there someone on
we
the call?
No, we did that. TNO.
We did that.
I'm sorry, WBFW, I was trying to say. The PNO, I don't think there's anybody on the call. Anything.
But it's Ken, excuse me, I got cut off. I vote yes.
Well, the vote is carried. It's too late, but the motion passed.
Mr. Chair, are you making a motion?